All right, once again, we are so happy to have Sister Candice Rodriguez that's going to be speaking to us this morning. We love and appreciate Sister Candice and her family. I know that recently she had shared a very heartfelt thought with us recently, and when I spoke to her this morning, she said she really has something on her heart that she wants to share with us again. So with that said, I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Sister Candice. Go right ahead, Sister Candice.
Thank you. I wasn't expecting to do this again, but when I was asked to do it, I was like, okay, now what am I going to talk about? So I was a little behind in the devotions. And so yesterday morning when I woke up, the thought that kept running through my head was God's perfect timing. And so forgive me. I'm hoping that what I have to say isn't repetitive or, you know, redundant, but I did listen to Brother Travis talk about faith, and then, of course, yesterday morning, Aunt Helen's testimony, faithfulness. You know, we are faithful people. And so I just felt it in the Holy Ghost, and I told Brother Vic, bear with me because I am super sleepy this morning, so I will try to bring this all together and wrap it up in a little bow. And Brother Vic, please don't let me forget to talk about prayer list. That's going to be like a little nugget at the end.
All right.
So when I got up, so God's perfect timing, right? So I was thinking, okay, let's get a verse. And so I'm going to kind of talk on the Old Testament books of Micah, Nahum, and Habakkuk. And so these three stories, if you're familiar with them, so Micah, he was a prophet, and During the time of the Israelites, you know, they were a nation that were rebelling against God, and Micah prophesied that he saw that the cities were going to be brought down by the Assyrian Empire and later Babylon. So through all these iniquities and the sin was going to come about the destruction of Jerusalem. So when I was thinking about these three stories, because the verse that I referenced right here about God's perfect timing, in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 3, it talks about, "For the vision is yet for the appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come and will not tarry." So basically, you know, God may give us something, a vision, or we could think about something in the future, what we want, you know, in the coming of time. And, you know, God's going to keep his promise, but it's going to come on his time. So even though we may have to wait for it, and I'll bring this all together, just give me a minute. I'm doing my best here. Even though it may take some time, God's faithful, and he will bring about his promises. And so with continuing on with verse 4, it does say, "Behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith." And we as God's people, we are just and the righteous. We live by faith. So with the story of Micah, he gave us these warnings, and of course, the destruction of Jerusalem did come. And the nation of these people, they were suffering because they were defeated, and they were crying out as a nation unto God, and they said, you know, why are you allowing this? I mean, are you not a good God? Are you not, do you not forgive sin? So God is good. So no matter what the suffering, whatever is going to be brought about, and I'm not saying your personal suffering could be relatable to, you know, war and destruction, but even though you're waiting, you've got that kind of like suffering, you're waiting on God's promise, just give it a minute, give it time, because he's working. So with God's judgment on these nations, because eventually Babylon came, this is the correction part, which all this destruction, it talks about in these books, and especially with Nahum, it talks about the rise and fall of nations being used. This I think it's Nineveh. So they're being used as an example, you know, to how God's judgment will come. But there's hope. There's hope in the future. And the time of suffering will bring about this hope. So God's at work again, and we're going to trust in his time. So you could kind of reflect, and this is what made me think about these three books, you know, with all the chaos that's going on in the world right now. And this kind of goes back, because we want to build up our faith, and we as a people of God, we cry out. We can cry out to God and say, God, look at all this that's going on right now. Are you not a just God? Are you not a good God? You know, why are you allowing this to happen? And it kind of went back to with Sister Miriam and Sister Elizabeth. They were talking about, you know, we're like a chosen generation. And maybe this is our time. This is our time for our lamentations. We're going to cry out to God for our nation, because he's working. And if this is going to lead to people's salvations, then this is our crying out to him. This is our time of suffering. So, you know, again, he's at work. We're going to trust in his time. So going through that with the book of Habakkuk, you know, he was also a prophet, and he also cried out unto God during this time. This is right before Babylon was going to come in. The cities are, you know, falling. There's a lot of corruption, despair. And like I said, we could parallel it to this time right now. And a people of God, you know, we're crying out. But instead of talking to the Israelites, he's crying out to God. It's just him and God in one-on-one. And he's basically saying the same thing, you know, are you not a good God? Are you not just, you know? And so he's talking to God. And so finally God answers back to him. And he just tells him, he says, you need to write the vision and make it plain. So that's the building of faith, putting that vision into the future with faith and hope, that what you want to see come about, you know, he can give that to us. And that's going to tie into the prayer list. So just give me 1 minute. But like I said, our faithfulness, the faith that we have in God, is what's going to help us with our hope and God's promises. I hope this is all making sense, because I'm kind of all over the place, and forgive me, I'm trying to stay focused. But
It's sounding great.
The righteous will live by their faith, right? So that's what I feel. I feel that you can look at these three books as a time, like a time now. We could kind of look at it as our nations in this time of despair and destruction, and it may lead to the New Jerusalem, you know, where the meeting of heaven and earth in the New Jerusalem, because we're a restored people. You know, after all of this despair, we're going to come out on the other end and everything is going to be good. But on a personal note, when I was thinking, when I was kind of going through this, and I didn't really have much time to play this all back in my head and kind of study it, so I would have it good for everybody. When God tells Habakkuk to write down the vision plain and simple, it almost gave me that kind of mentality of like when we do our prayer list. So, and I personally, I need to renew my prayer list, but anybody that's new in the church, or maybe that's been in the church for a long time, I know with prayer lists, those build faith and hope. And you can cry out to God on things. If you have lists, you know, that have big needs, these are your crying out, and you're writing it down because you're like, God, this is what I want to come. Of course, according to his will, according to his time, we have to wait. So we can compare the waiting as the suffering, as these nations did. But we have to wait on God's perfect timing, so we will write what we want down, our prayers. And when they come to pass, you write that date down. Lord, thank you for fulfilling it. It came to pass. And that just shows, like, man, God keeps his promises. God is faithful. God is good. And you keep those, and you can share them if you want, or you can keep them. They're special, unspoken. But that builds faith. So if you're new in the church, I would give you hope to do a prayer list and challenge God on that. And I was going to tie it back into just my own personal times when God has come on the scene just in time. And if you've heard my last testimony, I talked about when my husband and I, we were looking for a home. And even though we weren't technically ready, there was just, you know, we began taking the steps. And I didn't even have to go out and hunt for a realtor. God sent my realtor to me. And Iris and Francisco, they're friends of ours now. But from that relationship came a friendship. So God sent that person to me. God knew what we wanted, or, you know, what we would like to do or have. And he basically provided that need. And I could say the same thing about my husband's job. I could say the same thing about, you know, my job, my position. I can't tell you how many times I've been on my job and God just worked things out. I mean, I was getting ready where I'm going to like, okay, this is it. I'm going to do this or say this. And it's like, whoa, just be patient. Let me take care of it. And he worked it out. So there's many things that I could go on about how God's worked out on his perfect timing. He's answered prayer. But that's how he tests us. He wants to see our faithfulness. He wants to see how we're going to react. You know, yeah, I could get all, you know, amped up. And this is just life. I mean, we go through things, but we've got God to lean on. And he's going to help us get through it. And he's like, man, you know, I got this. Just hold on. Just wait. Let it tarry a little bit longer. But when it comes, it's going to be right on time. And with that, I think that's all I have to say. I hope that all made sense. And I tried to bundle it up and put a little bow on it and make it nice and neat. So, Brother Vic.
And it was just that, Sister Candace. Thank you. Thank you again, Sister Candace. Thank you for your heartfelt thought this morning. And thank you for your devotion on God's perfect timing. She made a lot of great references, and we appreciate it when our people that give a testimony or devotion reference some scripture. And Sister Candace did just that out of the Old Testament. We hear a common phrase in the New Testament, the just shall live by faith. And well, now we know where it comes from. The righteous shall live by faith, shall walk in faith. And she also made another great reference on new converts making a prayer list. This is so important, church, because we all need to be able to establish a prayer life. And there's no better way to do that as a new convert than to create a prayer list, praying for other people and the needs of other people. Thank you again, Sister Candace. This was a great thought, a great devotion. Church, why don't we just go ahead and thank God for what we heard this morning and pray that the Lord would help us to understand that He has a timing, a right timing in every situation in our lives. Lord Jesus, we thank You this morning for Sister Candace and her family, Lord God. We thank You for everything that You've provided for her, her husband, and her children, and teaching her and teaching us, Lord God, that You have a timing, a right timing for every situation in our lives, Lord God. We thank You for it, and thank You for teaching us how to walk in faith, how to live by faith. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And with that said, church, we want to remind everyone about our devoción en español this evening with Sister Chavez. Please make sure and come back to our conference call at 7:15 p.m. We look forward to see everyone there tonight. God bless all of you, and have a great day. Amen.